Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So listen to this. Apparently, Stanley's Bakery is in East Islip. Boomer talks about it a lot.
Okay.
My grandparents used to live right down the block from there. So for me, there's nostalgia. And occasionally on the holidays, I'll go down to Stanley's Bakery and just get something just because it's from there. You know, my grandparents long gone.
Yeah, of course.
I sold the house. But that was like my grandparents and then my father's home bakery. And now Marash comes in and I'm like, what the hell is this? And he's got some nice, like, Thanksgiving. What do you call that, like?
The tray thing?
It's like a cone-shaped. Hoff, what do you call that thing? The cone-shaped thing that it's in?
Cornucopia.
Whatever. Yeah,
well, I've never heard of that. Okay.
Really?
No,
you've seen it before.
Cornucopia? You never heard of cornucopia?
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah,
I didn't know what it was.
Well, I've heard the word. I still know what it was.
You would know what it was. You would know what it is if you see it.
Right.
So it was like a chocolate made. It's a cornucopia made out of chocolate. That has rainbow cookies on the inside.
Does Marash really need to be lugging that thing around?
Well, he brought it for everybody here.
Nice.
I guess the guy at Stanley's is a listener to the fan, hooked Marash
up
a little bit.
Wow.
So we appreciate it. And usually I'm like, I can't eat this during a show.
That's my department usually.
Yeah, usually with a bag of chips, cheddar and sour cream. I like to be healthy during the course of the show. Now I'll go home and I'll eat like big, sure, or on the weekends. But during I got TV after this.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a sucker for a good rainbow cookie.
They're one of my favorites.
That was delicious.
And not to mention he had two fat boys basically egging him on. Like, go for
it.
Go
him
for
and Hoffer. Hands full. By the way, you got to get out there now, as a matter of fact.
I'll take
a call and do it for a minute here while you go out and get it. Because otherwise they're going to be gone between Marash and Hoff.
I love the rainbows.
Double fisting that cornucopia. Is that what you call it? All right, BT and Sal on the fan. 888-808-1019, the number to call.
I'm going to text him. Did you say bring him in? So
who to Marash?
If he's around, I'm going to see text and bring him in. I'm hungry.
BT and Sal show on the fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Let's get back to the Yankees here. Fun talking some football with Baldy. We'll get into a little Turkey Day teasers coming up for you in a little bit. We'll continue with the conversation here on the baseball stuff. Rob is in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Rob? Rob, are you with us?
Rob, what's up, bud?
Sounds like a no to me. Jim is in on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. BT, this is for you.
Okay.
A few months back, I was driving cross-country, and I heard you savage Cashman. I heard you say you were a better GM, and I agreed with you on everything you said, and you savaged him.
Okay.
And I am shocked that today you are not savaging this trust fund puke who is ruining our team and our the way we bring up our kids. You have kids. I would am not bringing my kids. I will not spend another nickel on New York Yankees baseball. And for you to be straddling the fence and not calling this guy out like you did Cashman that day, so I know you got the balls, but for you. And I'm from Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay, right where you're from.
No, I got
and
you. I know, keep you going.
You need to be calling this guy out, and you're straddling the fence. And Sal, you, who I disagree with most of the time, said the right thing. If you're not going to spend the money, then fire
Jim,
this
Jim,
book.
Can I, before this BT book. Gives his retort here, because you wanted him, I just want to offer a solution potentially to your problem. You could always raise your kids Mets fans. Steve Cohen is not cheap.
You know what? You know what? I will bring my kids to Mets games.
And watch them win 83 games.
Done. I'm done with this trust. You know what? At least they're trying.
All right. So.
All right?
Yeah.
This trust fund puke is ruining us.
Oh, my God, Jim. Good
and the
God.
Yankees. And the Yankees, any fan who goes to a game next year is a sucker. Goodbye.
I mean, Jim is, I mean, he talks about, you know, and the kids. Imagine being his kid and bringing home a 63 on a math test. I mean, run away. You don't want to go home with this
respect
guy.
It. Good job, Jim.
I hear. The funny thing is I usually agree with that type of stuff as well. All right, but first of all, Jim, I'm not a puppeteer or something that's in the Macy's window that when you walk by, I snap into attention and put on a show. Like, I'm not just going to scream to scream. I'm not going to, you know, as you, what'd you say, whatever, however you say
savage.
It, describe
he's,
it.
He's,
savage,
yeah. Yes.
It's got to be natural, man. It's got to be natural, and there's enough evidence over my career. There's a lot of savages out there when I believe it applies. I don't really think it applies here with Hal. Number one, the offseason just started. That's the first thing. Now, we're sitting here, and it's, you know, March 1st or March 25th, opening day, March 26th. And it's literally Rice, Jazz, Caballero, McMahon, Wells, Judge, Grisham, and Dominguez or Jones, you know, right to left in the outfield. And Stanton is a DH. Trust me, it's going to be savage time. It'll probably be very bloody and very gory. But, I'm going to do it when I believe there's merit to it. Otherwise, I just think it's weak and without a lot of basis. You know, and I try not to deliver that. I think what I've said about Cashman is very true, and I stand by it. And I think what I've said about Hal is very true, and I stand by it. Maybe I didn't say it as theatrically in terms of Hal, but if you actually, and I, what was the caller's last name? Was it Mike? Jim?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, I would encourage you, go find the Free Odyssey app, right? And go and listen to this again. Sometimes it's not always how you present it, but it is truly what you say, much like is what you do. So I don't think I gave Hal the pass. I've said many times. As a matter of fact, the one time I got loud was, I'm like, why should we be the ones who hold the standard for the Yankees? You know, and when they don't do that. So I got into that. I'm sorry that my presentation wasn't up to the snuff of Jimmy and wherever was Jimmy was calling. I forgot where Jimmy was calling the
phone. I think you could both just mend the issue that you have.
Oh, there he is.
Here we are.
Yes,
Stanley's
Maresh.
A little rainbow cookie. You see that?
These are like fall. Where's the Italians?
No, that's it. Well, look at him. Two of them.
You're
How about
man,
that?
Dude. You're the absolute man, dude. Look at this
monster.
Whoa,
we got a long one right
Shorty.
There. How many did you have so
long
far?
Long one.
I'm going to have one more.
Can't even go. Give it Sean, this is great.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too,
happy
buddy.
Thanksgiving. Maresh, of course. Everybody here today for you guys. Evan and Tiki coming up next.
God almighty.
Okay.
Dude, this is ridiculously garbage.
Well, what I was going to offer is a solution as we enjoy our rainbow
Thanks,
cookies
man.
Here. You and our last caller can be frustrated and know that New York deserves better and you want to raise the expectations. You can root for an organization that at least holds people accountable. The payroll is no issue. We don't hear about luxury tax threshold and this or that. If the team isn't up to snuff, which it hasn't been with 83 wins, Steve Cohen's going to go out there and change things. Fired basically all the coaching staff. They traded one of their core four players. I mean, that's a team that maybe you could get behind. So you obviously are too far invested in the Yankees and our last
coach. He sounds like he is too.
Yeah, but his kids aren't. So you should raise your kids. He should raise his kids. Bring them to the other side of town and root for a team that holds their failures accountable and the people who lead to those failures accountable. Why not? It's a nice solution.
Listen to your tone, though. I mean, the other thing the other team across town doesn't do is win at all.
Yet.
Well, true. Yet.
I mean, that's...
That's a big word.
They were in the NLCS 2 years ago.
Understood. Been a World Series, been a minute. You know?
I agree. But that's why changes have been made.
I do like... Oh, I got to stop beating this on the air. Oh, that's gross. All kind of style. I do like the... wow, these are really good. The accountability that I think has gotten a little lost in the Bronx. I've said that. I think that if we're here... Now, there's a lot of work for the Mets to do as well. I would be very surprised, and I said this going back a month or two ago, I think that the Mets are going to have a monster offseason. I'm very, very less convinced that the Yankees do. I think it's going to be a tweak. I hope that it's Bellinger. I think that they are going to lean on, we're getting Cole back, and we got this, and we got that. Like, and that's not good enough for
that's
me,
horrible,
but
yeah.
I can't yell and scream about it every time. I mean, Cashman, to me, has done more wrong than Hal. And that's where I direct the ire. Like, if Hal was...
Right, but Hal's the one who keeps him employed.
I know. I get that. And that's where I'm like... And I don't know how else I could say it, is that I would have moved on respectfully years ago. Like, if Hal wasn't cutting checks, I would be destroying Hal. To me, the most culpable would be Cashman, because they have tried to win the same way for too long, and it's not working. And it's unacceptable.
Here's the way that I would put it. Even though being a Met fan is mostly misery, when you look at their track record, I don't look at their organization and feel frustration by the people making the decisions. I feel frustration by the results last year, but I'm very confident and comfortable in the hierarchy and how they operate and will continue to operate. Doesn't mean that it's going to add up to wins, and ultimately that's what it's about, but I know that if it doesn't add up to wins, like now, with Stearns this year, if they don't add up to wins, there's going to be prices to pay. Whether it's Mendy, whether it's Stearns, whether it's one, the other, both, whatever. If they don't reach the level of expectations that the boss man has, King Cohen has, they're out, and he's going to find the next people that are going to come in and use his resources successfully. I happen to believe in David Stearns and think he's going to get it right this year. I also believe in Mendoza. I think they're going to be fine this year. But what I think is different from what actually is going to happen, all I could say is from a fan's perspective, I don't think the Mets have ever been in a better position as far as the structure from the top to where fans should feel comfortable knowing that there's going to be accountability and the resources going into the team to do whatever they can to make them better.
He could have kept Buck around. Like, it would have been absolutely insane, even though, you know, it seemed like it was time to move on from that. Would have been insane to have Buck around one more year. It was fairly bold. Now, the one thing that's changed for me, is, and I remember saying a year ago, where I was higher on Mendy a year ago. I'm down on him a little bit for the reasons I've said a lot, but we'll see, and this will be the year he's either, you know, around for a while or he's not. Ownership, again, this is what I said last year. Ownership, faith. General manager, faith. Manager, faith. And star players, really star players, superstar players, Soto, faith. So three-fourths of those are, well, certainly half. The owner and the superstar player, a lot of faith in those guys. You know, if Mendoza and the Mets get off to a rough start, does it languish for the season, or would he fire him during the year? I don't know. We'll get an answer on Cohen. I could see it either way. If they have a lackluster year, and that would be now two out of 3 years where it didn't go well for Stearns, would he fire Stearns at the end of year three? I think, but I want to see it.
Rob is in Sayreville. Let's try this again. What's up, Rob?
I appreciate it, guys. I enjoy your show when I get a chance to listen to it. I've been a Yankee fan since Maris and Mantha were chasing Babe Ruth. And,
hitting the key demo there.
Listen, I've seen a lot over the years, and I was just wondering about Hal Steinbrenner. What has he actually accomplished? All he did was inherit big money. And in 25 years, a quarter of a century, his organization has won one championship in a quarter of a century. In Yankee land, that is unheard of. And now, to top it all with this latest press conference, he's got the audacity to squawk about paying $100 million during COVID. Are you kidding? People lost jobs. People lost small businesses. People lost work time when bills were due.
People lost lives.
People lost their lives.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity to complain about doling out $100 million rent? How dare you? Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call there, Rob. I mean, listen, the frustrating thing, and he's nowhere near this. I mean, it's the exact opposite, really. Like Woody, right? So we scream, oh, Woody, sell. It's frustrating when, like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of recourse right now from a Yankee fan's perspective. That's why I'm not just going to yell, man, but because I've already done the yelling. So
if the Mets were winning, I think you'd be yelling. If the Mets
yelling anger?
Well, I think you'd be more frustrated. Yeah,
the Mets' success or their failures don't impact how I view baseball.
But
not at all.
It should, because the Yankee fan is frustrated right now, and it's easier to accept the frustration when Well, yeah, Cohen spends a lot, but it added up.
I think
you
meant pertaining
wins.
To the Mets. So the, given the Met-Yankee dynamic, would I be a little more agitated if the Mets were winning a championship, the Yankees were?
And
that's a little different.
Not just because the Mets are having success. It would be because what the Mets are doing right, meaning the owner and GM going all in or whatever. If that led to success, I think it would be even easier and more frustrating for Yankee fans to pounce on Hal for not doing more.
Okay, I misread what you meant. That's probably right, by the way. Yeah, I would agree with that because now it's like in your face and now that's unavoidable. So, but think about the Yankee dynamic now. Like there's only so many other things. He's not going to sell the team. And apparently he's not going to move on from Brian Cashman. And obviously not this year. So, what is the emotional pivot? What is the emotional explosion? What is the target? If the target's already been hit, and I've done it respectfully, but again, I would have moved on from Cashman. He's not doing it. He's been here forever. I've been saying this forever about Cashman. What else do you want me to say? Buy out Stanton, the construction, these are of the roster. These are things that I've complained about for a while. You get to a point, you're like, all right, it's like a spouse who's not going to change. After you're not going to change, I'm going to leave. I mean, are you going to change? Are you going to fix something? So if he's not changing, I'm kind of done yelling about it with how it's so entrenched in our minds and our thoughts on the Yankees. It's not new. I don't think it's a real intelligent discourse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what that music means. It's the perfect parlay pick segment going into week 13. Now, we're doing it on a Tuesday. BT and Hoff are off tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow to give my special Turkey Day teaser, which throughout the course of the perfect parlay pick segment, that's a bonus that's worth 35 points. Hoff is in the lead, 175 points. BT, after cashing his three-team parlay, he's in second with 115. I am in third with 105. A two-team parlay worth 25. Three-team worth 50. Four-team worth 100. We'll do our perfect parlays separately on Friday off the air. We'll post them on social media. But on the air right now, Turkey Day teaser time. Three-team, 10-point Turkey Day teaser that's worth 35 points on the scoreboard. BT, we all hit last year. What do you got here in the all-important Turkey Day teaser?
All right. So, are we doing the music here? Are we doing the whole spiel? Or no, we're just going to run into... Now, just to be clear, it's still the same thing. Over-under sides, we're just doing the three games, right, for the Thanksgiving.
All the Turkey Thanksgiving games.
Okay, no, because when you say the 10 points, we're not getting like wacky with those 10. We're just making picks, right? That's the same thing.
No, a teaser.
I forgot from last year.
A teaser.
Oh, a teaser. Oh, boy.
A parlay
is going to be a disaster.
You know what a teaser is?
I do, but I did all the wrong research.
Just let him go with it.
Whatever you would take, just, okay, well, I'll help you out along the way.
Okay, no, I knew that as I was doing this, I'm like, I kind of forgot what we did a year ago.
You've done teaser before?
Oh, many times. No, I know how to take, of course. So I'll give you what I picked, and then you just do the increments with the T's. I've got the under in the Packers and the Lions game. Over under is 48.5.
Right. So you're gonna take the under 58.5.
Correct.
Right?
I'm gonna tease that up and go under. Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Kansas City at Dallas, the over under is 52.5.
Right.
I'm gonna jack that up. I'm gonna take the under there as well.
So 62.5, take the under. So two unders in the first two games for you.
I appreciate you doing this, dude, because this would take me forever to figure this thing out in real time. I don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
And finally, Bengals +7 at the Baltimore. I'm gonna jack that up. And I'm going to ride with the return. What's up?
No, you're taking, it's Baltimore -7 over this Bengals.
Correct. So I'm going to take the Bengals +7. I'm going to jack that up and
17.
Get them a little bit more juice and pump that up to a 17. So
okay.
I'm taking the under in both the first two games. I'm going to take the Bengals +17 as they go into Baltimore.
All right,
I apologize for that sloppiness. Sal and everybody.
No. You're fine. Because actually, like, I'm looking at it too, and I'm not making my pick right now, but I'm doing the math. Because normally when I would do these, I go on a site. Whatever side it is, and boom, you click it in. Oh, I'm getting the Chiefs plus points, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now we have to actually do the math with the 10 points.
A little rusty there.
Summation there. You're taking the under 58.5.
Yep.
Lions and Packers after you tease it up. You're also teasing up the Cowboys and Chiefs to take it under 62.5.
Correct.
You're teasing the Bengals to take the points, so you're +17 there.
Yep.
All right, Hoff, what do you got here? You're the leader. This is huge here. There you go. All right, Thanksgiving music there for you, Hoff.
So here's the deal. I hate over-unders unless we do teasers. I'm doing the exact opposite of BT. I'm going all overs.
Nice.
So, Detroit versus Green Bay, over 38.5.
Right, okay.
Dallas versus KC, over 42.5.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Baltimore-Cincinnati, over 42.5. Simple. Winner, turkey dinner.
All three overs. I will give mine tomorrow. I got to look at it. I didn't want to do any research today. You guys, because you're off tomorrow, it's Tuesday. Like, I can't be, I like the day before. When we do it on Friday, even to me, that's a little bit early, but you have no choice. I need to nestle in. Maybe tonight I'll start to look at it a little bit. Tomorrow morning I'll start to look at it. I'll give you my Turkey Day teaser. But you guys are in the clubhouse. One thing that I usually don't do is the over-unders. If you notice, throughout the course of the year, I have not picked one.
I don't think you did last year either, right?
I just don't do it. I don't
that's how I made money, man.
Yeah, I don't mess with the over-unders. I will say with the teaser, it's a little bit different. If I don't love one of the other picks, and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go, although I was doing the early math here, Packers +12.5 seems like a reasonable choice.
You think so?
Do you tease it the other way and take the Lions, who you expect to win, +8.5? I don't
know. Do you expect the Lions to win?
I do. I expect them to win that game. But
that's kind of a coin flip to me.
I've been getting sucked in either way, so then I take the Lions to win. I'm getting 8.5 points.
Yeah.
That's a game, to me, you would probably be safe either way. A lot of these games you could pick with a teaser either side.
Although
I will say my Uncle John taught me at a very young age, teasers are the biggest sucker bet out there.
I've always said that, but I don't know why I think I get more bad beats when it comes to actually sides than it is totals. Of course, I've won all this. I've lost all this. I mean, you do it long enough. You win every way. You lose every way, conceivably. But I feel like, without all the data in front of me, I've been more successful with the over-unders. And I like team totals, too. Like, I'll do this in college where you've got say if Bama's playing some scrub team and, you know, maybe like a vintage Saban or Buckeyes now, whatever, some great team now, and they're laying 44, just too much juice for you to feel comfortable laying. And you're like, well, you know, all right, I don't want to do that because they might get a little backdoor cover, whatever it might be. You're like, but I know that the Buckeyes are going to score at least 37.5 or 40 points. So you're not laying all that juice to win by that amount, but you're pretty confident that the team that you have confidence in will score X amount of points in terms of the team total. I don't think enough people bet the team totals is what I'm saying.
I don't mind the team totals as a fun individual bet, but in the college case in particular, I'm always, if I see a 44-point spread, I'm laying it. And generally, you may get beat by one score. So I know it's not going to be a blow. This week I actually picked, I'm in a pool, actually, which is running out, last week of college football coming up this weekend. But I picked Notre Dame was a huge favorite. Georgia was a huge favorite. I picked a bunch of huge favorites, and I ended up winning three of the five. One was a push.
Well, Notre Dame, I remember flipping on that. I think they were beating Syracuse 59-0
point. I think it was 70-7 they won. And the line might have been 40 or something like that. Because when you see that means, okay, well, this team's going to run circles around this other team. It's a matter of how much, with the foot on the gas, especially because you want to, especially the better teams, they want to show the margin of victory, all that stuff, to get better, a point system, whatever.
The metrics, exactly.
The better metrics. And if you allow one touchdown, that could throw the whole thing, apart. That could make you, that's how you lose that bet, allowing just one touchdown. Generally, though, I found it a good philosophy too. If you're going to do it, just do it with all of them, and you'll hit the majority of laying the big spread.
And if you're going to do it in college more so than the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Just think about the Jets and the Giants this past weekend. We're sitting here. Giants are in overtime. They're two touchdown dogs against Detroit. The Jets are two touchdown dogs against the Ravens. If Breece Hall doesn't fumble at the two, he pops that in either on that play or the next play. Jets are within three. They covered anyway. But, I mean, listen, you can have a 50-point spread and win 49-0 and not cover the spread. But the sheer gap in pure talent of the college level.
Oh, my God.
There's much more destruction.
I don't even watch
college. That's carnage.
I don't even watch college football. I let the lines tell me. Oh, okay, well, this team's favored by 38 points. That means they're so much better than this team. The disparity is not like it is in the NFL. To your point, where I would go the other way generally in the NFL, I'm always a take-the-points guy. In college, I'm generally a lay-the-points guy.
What about rivalries, though? Now, not to get into the weeds, because we only know a couple of players.
Not as much. I like the big, big-known conference team and perennial powerhouse program versus
like the Bowling Greens or where they're getting paid money to come and get their heads handed to them.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you there, but like something that just jumped out, and I just popped on to look at some of these college games just for a second. So we know about Mendoza. Obviously, Indiana's awesome, and their coach has got a gazillion dollars to stay. They're number two in the country. They're in West Lafayette against Purdue. Now, Purdue is awful. They're 2-9. That's a real rivalry game, and the spread is 28.5.
Yeah, I don't mess with the rivalries.
I probably wouldn't. I'm not going to touch that. But if you had to go one way or the other, are you going to lay it or are you going to take the points?
And what is it? This is who now
it's
again?
It's at Purdue, who stinks.
Who? Purdue?
Indiana's laying 28.5. Purdue is 2-9.
I would not touch that. I would take the points with Purdue.
So would I. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to take some points.
Also, now this is an issue. I don't trust Indiana. I know that they're one of the great teams right now.
Their defense is good too, man.
Again, but it just doesn't. I know. I get it. And a lot of times they've probably covered. I can't trust them the way that I would Ohio State, where more often than not, and I'm sure you could look this up. People look at their record against the spread. I just feel like more often than not, if you lay the points with a powerhouse, even Notre Dame against Syracuse. Notre Dame this year, if you pay attention a little bit, they light it up.
Yeah, they
offensively.
Do. They
and I know
do.
Syracuse isn't any good. Now, that score was even more astronomical than I thought.
I mean, that's not acceptable.
In your particular case, I would not take Indiana. BT, it's Al on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jamie is calling from Erie, PA. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Good, man. Thanks. Hey, first things first, Al Steinbrenner so worried about money. You know what makes a lot of money? World Series t-shirts, World Series sweatshirts, World Series, commemorative posters.
All the merch.
Yeah, there you go. But what I'd like to do, can I ask you guys your opinion on this? Is there any way we could get Bregman and still sign Bellinger?
Yeah, should be. Why not?
Give me my lineup real quick. Here's my lineup. Wells a catcher. Don't exactly love the batting average.
Uh-huh.
Ben Rice at first base. He's got a trial by fire. We give him 1 year. You're the first baseman. You can't figure it out. Thank you. Jazz at second. Caballero at short.
Bregman at third.
Bregman, that'd be great. Bellinger. Grisham.
And Judge.
Center field. Okay, now here we go. Here's the big one. Even Kwan. We see if we could trade Dominguez and a starter. And get Kwan. Judge is now your DH.
So you're going to get Bregman, Bellinger, and Kwan and move to, I mean, all right. I love the creativity. I mean, listen, if they did it, they'd be a much better team. They'd have a chance to win the World Series. They're not going to do it. The only thing that I would say is about moving Judge to DH. I get it. Six A's, big body, got hurt last year, whatever. You know, but he's still a plus defender. Like, I'm not looking to get Judge off the field. I'm just looking to keep him on the field and stay healthy.
But you also wouldn't need to, that's taking it a step too far. You don't need him to be the DH. Sometimes you want him to DH, but you don't need him to be the DH. Even with adding all those guys, you could have Bellinger play some first, Bellinger play some center, Bellinger play some right, and Judge could DH. Like, Bellinger would be the key there. Here's why I love that idea, and I don't think it should be that far-fetched. Bellinger needs to come back to have the Yankees be where they were a year ago. So bringing him back to me is not some, whoa, the Yankees went out there and spent on Bellinger. It's bare minimum of what they need to do.
I agree.
Bring him back. Now, how are you making the team better? I love the idea of Kwan. Gold Glover in left field. You trade one of the young guys for him, whatever package it takes, you have him leading off. Then where you really extend it is going after Bregman, because now you're significantly upgrading your infield as well. You keep your flexibility with Bellinger. You get your leadoff hitter and a Gold Glover in left field with Kwan. You shore up defense at third base and a bat, a right-handed bat to boot with Bregman at third. That makes the Yankees better. They're loaded in the starting rotation. They'll figure out the bullpen. That, to me, is a home run offseason, and it shouldn't be unrealistic because you're adding one big salary with Bregman and you're adding one trade with Kwan. He's not going to cost you a lot of money. And
no, I don't think he will. And by the way, here's the other thing that would do. I mean, you're probably looking at a lineup. I don't know if you look at it this way. Kwan 1, Bregman 2, Judge 3.
I would go Judge 2. I didn't really think it through, but I would go Kwan, Judge, Belly, Bregman.
You could go Rice Jazz against righties.
Yeah, or Rice. Okay, figure. They're going to go righty, lefty, righty. That's the prime.
Maybe Bregman more six?
Whatever. He'd be down there. It depends on what Stan's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if you needed to stack a couple of righties. But the main thing for me would be Kwan in front of Judge. He's going to get on in front of Judge. Then they're going to have to pitch to Judge. And it would be Bellinger behind Judge. Then from there, it could either be Stanton or Bregman. And if you have Stanton there, let's say Rice behind him or Jazz, or whatever mood you're feeling, who's in the lineup. And then it could be Bregman behind them. So also, by the way, you now have three contact hitters with Bellinger, who's a plus defender, can play everywhere, contact hitter. Kwan, high contact hitter. Bregman, same thing, average, put the bat on the ball. Those are three of your positions in the field that are now occupied by guys who can hit with some pop, but also just more of an emphasis on putting the bat on the ball, getting on base, good defensive players. To go along with the mix of the power with Judge and Jazz and Rice and Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And you could live with whatever you get from shortstop as long as defense is taking care of there with Caballero and Volpe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a couple of variations that would excite me. I'd like this one. It's not going to happen.
But think about it. If you're spending, it's not asking to spend a ridiculous amount.
I know
amount.
What you're saying. You're bringing back Bellinger,
who's
so it's the same
here.
As, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to, now the Mets did this only $5 million with Nimmo to send mm-hmm. them $5 million. You're going to have to get rid of McMahon. So I think McMahon, right. who's making 16 this year, 16 next year, $32 million.
Maybe you send some money to
offset okay. the cost a little bit. So if he's due 32 over 2, can you send somebody $5 or $6 million, get that into the 17, into the 27, 28 range? It would probably make it a little bit more palatable. You give him a low-A pitcher that throws 99 that you don't even really know about yet. All right, deal consummated. So that's not impossible. The thing is, I'm not saying it's impossible.
I like that
no,
team.
I like it. Listen, you got to understand everything. I judge everything. Number one, do I like it? And
right.
I like it. And number two, do I think the Yankees will do it? And I don't. Now, but the other thing, and I look at this, and I'm very curious. I don't know what he's going to get in arbitration, Hoff. Maybe this came up on the Rico. If it did, just hop in. So Stephen Kwan made $4 million last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I know, but he's not getting a ton more, is he?
Well, I would think he would go up to about 12, maybe 10, 12, which is nothing. I mean, for a guy who's really good. So you've got basically the 2026 season and then the 2027 season. You got two seasons, as we know. He's young, he's a leadoff hitter, he's an elite outfielder, and he's making relative peanuts. We talk about what it would take to get a Skeens whenever they trade him or a Skubal. And clearly, Kwan is going to be a minuscule package compared to that. But what do you think it would really take to get Kwan?
I think the Yankees
really,
are in a good,
what do you think it would take?
I think they're in a good spot because I would assume it would be either Jones or Dominguez as a starting point, and then you give up a couple of minor leaguers.
What about a starting pitcher like Will Warren if the Guardians ask for that?
I'd be fine with that, too. Yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a bunch of arms. Obviously, I'm not giving up Cam Schlittler for him. Outside of that, I would even give up Luis Gil if I needed to. Maybe they don't have to. Maybe Warren would be the one that the Yankees prioritize. Maybe they move on from either one. The Guardians can look at the Yankees and say, give me one of those pitchers. Give me one of those left fielders and give me a lower-level guy. I would assume that that's a pretty good package for a guy who's under control, cheap, gold glover, contact, leadoff guy in front of Judge. It's a perfect fit that's not going to cost you a lot, but prospects, which you need to give up anyway because you can't have Dominguez and Jones playing on this team next year.
No, there's no way. We've come around that. Every time that comes up, we both agree. I did find something, AI, whatever. Projected earnings via arbitration would be $8.5 million, which is up from the $4 million he's making this year. Hey, listen, even if the Guardian said, I want Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt's out until August, whatever it is. All right, he's young. He's controllable. He's pretty good. He's coming off Tommy John. Take him. Take a pitcher. Yeah, except Schlittler.
Exactly. Any one of those guys not named Cam
I would
Schlittler.
Even give up. Did you say Heal? I think you
yes,
did.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I would give him up, too.
Yeah. Let them pick Warren, Heal. I mean, obviously, if the Yankees have a preference who they want to keep, you limit who they can pick. But, yes, one from that bunch, plus Jones or Dominguez, I would think that that's close to getting it done. Maybe you throw in a lower level prospect. But
I would think if the Yankees are ambitious and they are creative, that there are several deals to be had. We'll see if it comes to fruition. But that is something that should satisfy both teams. We'll see. All right, we'll get back to the calls. Wrap it up, obviously. BT and Sal on the fan. 888-808-119 is the number. Hey, this Thanksgiving, FanDuel's introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Now, here's how it works. You guys start a group, all right, build with your first pick, then pass it on to your buddies. Then they could add a leg to theirs. When everybody's done, you lock it up in a group parlay with your own funds, and then football becomes better because, let's face it, betting on football gives a little more juice. It's always a little bit more exciting. It just is. I don't care what you say it is. And then everybody has a chance to get a 50% profit boost to use on their build. Maybe you start your parlay off with a Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown as the Lions start things up at 12:30 on Thursday. Maybe you start something off with a little Dak or maybe a little maybe CeeDee Lamb could actually hold on to the ball this Thursday, unlike this past weekend. Start your build, jump in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/BT to get started here. FanDuel, play your game. We love the app around here. Safe and secure. And when you win, get paid right away. FanDuel is the official sportsbook of the Fan, WFAN, 21 plus and physically present in New York. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit. Profit boost total. I always burp the same point of this read every time. It's like a hiccup, not a burp. Restrictions do apply, including any token expiration and max wage or amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com and for help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Jim is in on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Jim?
BT, this is for you.
Yeah.
A few months back, I was driving cross country and I heard you savage Cashman. I heard you say you were a better GM, and I agreed with you on everything you said, and you savaged him.
Okay.
And I am shocked that today you are not savaging this trust fund puke who is ruining our team and the way we bring up our kids. And for you to be straddling the fence and not calling this guy out like you did Cashman that day, so I know you got the balls. You need to be calling this guy out, and you're straddling the fence. And Sal, you, who I disagree with most of the time, said the right thing. If you're not going to spend the money, Then fire, Jim, before BT gives his retort here,
because you wanted him, I just want to offer a solution potentially to your problem. You could always raise your kids Mets fans. Steve Cohen is not cheap.
You know what? I will bring my kids to Met games.
And watch them win 83 games.
Done. I'm done with this trust. You know what? At least they're trying.
All right. Yeah.
This trust fund puke is ruining us.
Oh, my God, Jim.
Yankees. And the Yankees, any fan who goes to a game next year is a sucker. Mm.
That guy's aggressive, man. I thought we were aggressive. he's got a mean streak in him.
Come on, that was tremendous. He said savage, I think, like 100 times. Right?
Yeah, he did. You know, Macho Man music?
There's only one.
You got a little something?
Not now.
I mean, you could actually play it?
Oh, better kill the bit there, BT.
Play, come on. Let me hear it. I love the music.
That's
come on.
Dead. I lost it now.
Oh, jeez.
No, I couldn't help but think of it. I didn't notice that the first time. He kept going on, saying you were savage. He said it an extra 15 times in there. But look, he's upset, and understandably so. I would be frustrated too if I'm a Yankee fan.
It's not cheap going to the stadium. So any sort of responses like that, I get it. I'm not going to tell him not to feel that way.
Do me a favor. Could you just real quickly savage him, bro? Just savage him.
I don't even know what that means, savage him.
Just light him up.
Is that a real term, but savage?
I've never used it. I would just say light him up.
Like, I know what a savage is, but to savage somebody?
Yeah, I never use savage in the verb sense. I mean, you know, you're a savage, you know, boony with the...
There you go, yeah.
Oh, God, I used to love when he'd come out, man.
Oh, yeah!
Miss Elizabeth. Mm.
Can you
savage of BT? No. Oh, yeah. You sound like him a little bit. Why don't you do it?
I don't know how to do that.
Savage. A quite kind and extremely loyal person perceived to be a narcissist.
That's got to be an antidote.
Perceived by narcissists as weak, passive, and or subservient. I'm not sure what that is. I'm looking up Urban Dictionary right now.
Okay, well, there you go. Oh,
why don't you just look up the dictionary?
Yeah, what's the real dictionary say?
Yeah, the Urban Dictionary is much better.
More fun.
The real dictionary. Merciless, brutally honest, usually referring to somebody who has no regard for how another person feels and doesn't hold back.
Ruthless. So,
but I would say, like, yo, that's savage. Not you savaged him. BT, well, that was savage, bro.
Oh, God.
That was savage.
That's why I said you wouldn't use it as a verb, because what he wants me to do, it's an action. So he's asking me to turn what I always thought was a noun into a verb.
Like, your unkillable rant was straight savage, bro. I'm just trying to put it in a sentence here, according to Urban Dictionary. Right?
I still don't know how I actually
He wanted did that. He wanted the unkillable version.
Yeah, he ain't gonna get
the Yankees.
There.
Oh,
no, it's gonna take a lot more than that. That's gonna take a 79 win season to get the Jet version. Dude, they won 94 games. They won a playoff series.
See?
A little perspective.
No, stop. You're fitting in with that. You want to be in the DOA.
Yeah, I know. I'm the problem.
You
stop.
Went from savage
get
to a
dog. Out of here, this guy.
You're calming the nerds.
I'm not just going to. Come on, man. I'm not doing it just to do it. Like, the Jets, I didn't even know what that was more like. I was trying to convince myself. Like, the Jets the Yankees. Like the Yankees. Let me just make it short and sweet. Yeah. Well, I'm going to separate the Jets and the Yankees, if that's okay with everybody.
Fair enough.
Is that all right?
Yeah, fair enough.
And separate, give them a little recognition that they're a little, just a little, little better than the Jets. Is that all right? Well, no problems.
The Yankees have participated in one, you know, final round in the last, you know, 15 years, and the Jets haven't.
It's one more than the Jets. to my point.
Exactly. Nick is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Nick?
Nick!
Hey, guys. So I had a question about the Mets and Yankees, if there was to be a salary cap. But real quick, the Mets could make Alonso and Tatis work because Tatis, the next couple of years, only making 20, 25, 25.
Yep.
If Alonso got five for, let's say, 150, 30 a year, you could front load Alonso so that the last 2 years is only making 20. And you obviously got rid of Nimmo's contracts. Those last 2 years, Nimmo's are gone. You won't have that.
Nick, one thing. I know you got a great point. The only problem with that is that there's going to be more people knocking on Pete's door this winter, probably the Red Sox and maybe some others. So Pete is not going to have to acquiesce to that kind of structuring, whereas last year he would have. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a different ballgame for Pete this winter.
Well, you're front-loading Pete, so the first
year you get 40, I know.
35, 35. Okay.
I got you.
Now, with the Mets and Yankees, if you had a salary cap, who do you think is best to operate under a salary cap right now?
Great question.
And Mets with their farm system, or Cashman, Yankees farm system, organization-wise, who do you think could operate better and become a champ and a better winning team?
That is a fun question, Nick, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's a deep one. I wish we came a little earlier in the show. I would say my first instinct would be to say Stearns. Number one, he did it in Milwaukee without a championship, so he's more used to those rules. And even though he hasn't quite done it with the Mets yet, to me, there's a lot of evidence that Brian, that's not one of his strengths there. So because Brian's been trying to do this for a long time, and it hasn't quite worked.
That's what makes it a fascinating question. And if there was a salary cap, and I don't anticipate there ever being a salary cap, that's the other thing that bothers me about Hal, though. He's talking about salary cap, and well, they need to raise the floor. Like, dude, you're the Yankees. That's beneath you. I don't worry about that stuff. Like, that's beneath you. What are we doing here?
I don't want to hear. But Hoff, what'd you say? You got what?
I just wanted to get a quick. I think I have. It would be actually Cashman. Cashman, because I think this is where Stearns would get agitated with what Stearns does, and he'd step in a lot more.
That you're saying that Cohen would get agitated with what Stearns does.
Wait, what did I say?
You said Cohen. You said Stearns.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's what I meant.
So yes. So Stearns versus Cashman. Cashman has the track record of being successful in New York. Stearns is an avid.
Yeah.
But Stearns was kind of operating, to your point, under.
That's his blueprint.
Yeah. He didn't have a salary cap, obviously, but he did have great success. Well, maybe not great success. Sustained success in a small market before.
Yeah.
My gut tells me I would rather go with Stearns. I'll take the combo of Cohen and Stearns, even with the salary cap, over the more successful Hal and Cashman combination. If all things were equal, resources were the same, salary cap was the same, I think I'd side with Stearns at this particular point. Dude, he's already doing it. The fact that he could trade Nimmo and change a piece from the core four, bring in a guy who's an elite gold glove defensive player and talk about the little things that he does to help him win a game, something that you and I talk about all the time. Cashman doesn't do that. It's one guy after the next is going to hit 30 home runs. It's just a different philosophy.
How about you flip him? How about you put Cash in Milwaukee or Cash with the Mets, even though the Mets... It's got to be because of the pair. Do you think that Cashman would be able to build a team? My gut, and this might be unfair to Brian, but my gut would say no. That wouldn't be in his wheelhouse. Not that he couldn't adjust at some point, but I know that Stearns already did it.
But to be fair to Cashman, you also would change philosophy if you did have restrictions. Fewer mistakes are going to be able to be made. It just changes your thinking. Maybe it could benefit him from doing it. It's not like he's a dumb baseball
guy.
No,
definitely not dumb.
Right.
He's a Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Would he, if he's in Milwaukee and their top pitcher, Peralta, whoever goes
down. Why don't we find out?
Would he
get rid of him. Send him to Milwaukee.
Would he have been able to buy Fried for $200+ million last year with Milwaukee? Probably not.
Right.
You know,
well,
so that's all part
not.
Of the calculus. Yeah.
All right, that does it for us. Enjoy the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Everybody. Have a good time, man. Everybody out there, have a great couple days. Enjoy it.
Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Well, I'll be back with you tomorrow solo, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.